Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Welcome to the Taney County 2021 Annual Tax Lien Auction. My name is Mona Cope. I'm collector for Taney County. Normally, we've done a two-year tax sale, meaning taxes are delinquent 2 years. Last year, due to COVID, I switched that and went to 3 years. By state law, I'm allowed to do a 1, 2, or 3. So hopefully next year, we'll revert back to the 2. So here we are, and COVID is still here. So we have put out hand sanitizers, masks. We recommend that you use them, but it's up to you. It's your choice. So hopefully you've all had a chance to either get vaccinated or chosen not to. And Cox Health has provided the sanitizer. The county's provided your mask. If you have not received your bid number by now, you need to go to the collector's office to obtain one. So are you taking the packets back, or are you supposed to go down and take the packets so that if they need their bidder number, they'll be down there? Could someone from the collector's office come get the packets that haven't been gotten yet? That's okay. All bidders must sign an affidavit that states they are not delinquent on any taxes and that they're either a resident of Missouri or you have an agent from Taney County to represent you. A false affidavit or insufficient funds on your payment today will void the sale of the property. I thank the commission for the use of their hearing room, and I would like to introduce those that are helping today. I have Stephanie from the clerk's office, Brenda from the collector's office, and Tanya is the GIS tech from the IS department. She will be putting the maps of the properties up on the screen for you to view. The tax sale has been published in the Branson Tri-Lakes News for 3 continuous weeks as mandated by law. As a non-charter first-class county, our tax sale is governed by Chapter 140. So that is in your packet, a lot of your statutes, but you can also just go to the RSMO and get all of the statutes. So you really should have an idea of what's happening today. The A's, B's, and C's are a lien on the properties. A's and B's mean that you have to wait a year to be able to go on the property other than to post a notice. You can't go cut trees. You can't go into a house, any of that. So the laws governing the tax sale are strictly construed in favor of the taxpayer. The owner is to be given every chance possible to redeem their property if sold. So when you do a title search, it tells you who to notify. You're to send them the first class and certified mail. From experience this year, we learned that due to COVID, a lot of the certifieds weren't being signed. The postmaster was just writing COVID-19 and handing it in. So I highly recommend that if you buy something, when you send out a certified, I would go post the property that day so you don't have to wait for it to come back, show no signature, and then have to post it. So that will just save you time and make sure all your ducks are in a row. Let's see. In preparing for today's sale, the collector's office has met all requirements of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions and the Missouri State statutes. If you bid on a property in this sale, make sure you have fully familiarized yourself with the laws and the procedures governing tax sales in Taney County, that you are legally eligible to bid, that you understand your obligations, and that you understand the redemption rights held by the current owners. You must understand that the taxes must be paid before a collector's deed can be issued to you. So certificate of purchases expire after 18 months. So make sure every tax is paid by that in 18 months before you apply for your collector's deed. Otherwise, you lose your interest. Handouts are available in your packets, on the back tables, in the collector's office. We have information on our website, taneycountycollector.com. Taney County Collector does not, nor does she, imply any guarantees regarding liens, titles, or encumbrances on any of the properties offered for sale. It is very important that you know the land you're about to bid on. Your bid is a legally binding contract. All sales are final. Payment is due as soon as the sale is over. Because we're a smaller town and don't have a lot of the banks here in town, we do not require you have certified funds, so cash or a check, personal check will be fine. Just make sure that it's a good one. If you fail to pay your bid, the property will be offered again at the end of the sale. If no sale is made, the original bidder can be charged 25% of the bid amount as the penalty, and that is per statute. Bidders may leave after you've bid on all the parcels you wish to buy. So if you just have one or two that you're wanting, I do say them in numeric order. So if you're halfway through the list, you're welcome to wait out in the hall and then just come, you know, to the door if there's no seating room and make your bid and then leave. Let's see. You will make payment down the hall at the collector's office. Please hand the clerk your bidder card and make payment with cash or check. If you did not buy a property, please drop your bidder card in the box back by the coffee pot. I will offer the properties and parcel order number. I will announce the parcel number and total amount of the cost due. I don't read the legals. Parcel will go to the highest bidder. Bids must be in $10 increments. The bid must begin with the total amount due. This year, X properties begin at $1. So even though your bid is $1, I need the $31.50 for recording fee. So technically that's $32.50. And then we'll go up from $10 if more than one person wants to bid on it. In order to save time, I will read the parcel number like this. The very first, well, I think the second one, 4418315. I'm not going to say the zeros unless it's .001, then I'll put that at the end. On the printed list from our office, I have marked the properties with a SID assessment. For those of you without a list, I'll try to remember to identify those parcels for you. So the SIDs are community improvement districts. That is going to be Branson Hills and Branson Commerce Park. If you bid the dollar today, the 2020 taxes and previous taxes are deleted. So you will be responsible for the 2021 bill when I send it to you. So please be familiar and don't be surprised that it's a larger amount than a lot of the other taxes are, and that is due to the SID. Okay. Please note the board. We do not have the board up here. If parcels were paid after the list was printed, and I know I took payment for two this morning, they were Teeny Como Highlands area. They're going to be marked on the board. It'll be coming later. So on your list, it may look like those will be offered, but they're not. Once we're finished with the list, if there's any property that did not sell and you failed to make an offer or I went too fast and you missed it, you're welcome to come up and we'll go ahead and sell that property at the end of the sale. We'll break for lunch from 1 to 1:30 if that's okay with everyone. If we're almost done and you say, let's keep going, I'd be happy to keep going. So, but right now we'll say 1 o'clock. Please make sure your phone's on silent or vibrate. Please go out in the hall if you need to take a call. We will go through the list as quickly as possible. We have, I think, 730 this morning. I've had 900 before, and we finished by 2 or 3 o'clock. So as long as everything goes smoothly, we'll go pretty fast. On the back table is bid envelopes. They may come later. But any property that is a C or an X that does not sell today, it will be offered as an over-the-counter property starting tomorrow. You will put that, your bid and the parcel number in the box, and I will call you around September 15th. I'll open them and notify you by the end of that week, and it will go to the highest bidder. So if you're here to buy X's and C's and you don't get it today, if it's still available, you still have a few weeks to be able to get that. Okay, if you wish to bid, please speak up loud and clear. Have your bid number in plain view. And once I say, are there any more bids, and nobody says anything, I will say sold and give that dollar amount. And we'll have three of us here writing those numbers down. Are we okay? Spilled a drink? Okay. Can I have someone from the collector's office bring some paper towels? We have some spilled drink. Is it still just those two? Oh, okay. You can't? Can it go up in the hallway? Is there different volumes for the hallway? Okay. They're checking. 4419 needs to be marked off the list. We have three properties that have paid this morning before we started, so let's get those marked off of our list. Pardon?
They paid
the taxes in full. So that is 4419298, Jeffrey H. Hunt, Mohawk Cottages, lot 61 and 2.
Is there a way to turn it up?
Any idea what page
that's
on?
She's getting with Wesley.
Page
one.
I don't know. I'm working on a much larger list, so I'm not sure. I know it's about 918. It's about the 24th one down.
Hey, folks, can you talk, please?
Okay. Do we feel good to go ahead and start? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's get started then. First one, 4, 2.2, 3, 0, 0, 10.002, 175.33. No sale. Number 2, 4, 4, 18, 3, 1, 5, 172.91.
What one did you say?
18315.
Okay.
No sale. 4418 3230 156 even. No sale. 4419 1130 288 34. No sale. 4419 1411 444 82. Got bidder number one. Sold for taxes. 4419 1732 295 64.
Sorry.
Got one. Bidder number 20. Sold for taxes. You doing okay?
Yeah. 32 is your last one. 49 is next.
49 is next. 4419 1749 213 34. No sale. 4419 1750 234 38. No sale. 4419 1534 132 86. No sale. And again, if you change your mind, you'll come up at the end. 4419 1714 225 61. No sale. 4419 1722 243 34. No sale. 4419 1841 303 63. No sale.
Yes.
4419 1268 347 42. No sale.
Okay, I'll tell it.
4419 1271 227 73. No sale. 4419 1287 303 63.
They want you to turn it up or get the mic closer to you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. 4419 1283 174.99. No sale. 4419 1230 243 34. No sale. 4419 1258 51 303 63.
Can you hold on, Mona? There's something going on with the.
No sale.
I can do it now.
Okay. 4419 1285 243 34. No sale. 4419 2311 267 80. No sale. 4419 2315 156.